Streets. It's Andrew Promise Child once again. How we doing, kings and queens? How we doing, brothers and sisters? Now listen, right? If you have not subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you subscribe, like, share, leave a comment below. You know what I'm saying? I would like to know your thoughts, you know? So I'm going to go ahead and get right to the message, right? So there's a lot of elders who are complaining about the youth, right? Saying that the youth is out of control. The youth, they wilding out. They doing a lot of crazy stuff, right? There's a lot of people who saying that. And my thing is, you have to understand this, right? Especially when you come from the ghettos of America, when you come from low income neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand why a lot of the youth act the way that they act, right? And this the thing. I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday, right? And this is one of the major things. Children imitate what they see, right? Children want to be loved just like adults want to be loved. Children want attention just like adults want attention, right? So we live in a world that glorifies negativity, right? It glorifies it. They praise it, they worship it, they watch it, you know what I'm saying? They give all the attention to negativity. So you have a child who says, I want to be a straight A student, right? Let's use this as an example. I want to be a straight A student. Because this is the conversation that we was having. This is what we was talking about. And the child say, yo, I'm going to get straight A's. I'm going to focus on doing good in school. I'm going to focus on, you know what I'm saying, studying, homework, all that good stuff. If the child gets straight A's, the child doesn't get praised like the football player get praised, or the basketball player, or the athlete, or the dude that's in school that's acting like a thug. The thug, the gangster, you know what I'm saying? The people who live in the street life, they get more attention than the person who gets straight A's, or the person who attended school and never missed a day. You know what I'm saying? So the athlete and the street people get way more attention. So if the children is looking at this and the children are seeing this, they like, shoot, I'm going to imitate that. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to be mindful of what they watching at home. At home, they're watching rappers. You know what I'm saying? They watching the rapper get admired. They watching the rapper get praised. They watching the rapper like, oh, look at him. He's being glorified for being a killer. He's being glorified for being a thug. He's being glorified for being a drug dealer. He's been glorified for drilling. Look how many views he got. He got 2 million views. He got 3 million views for rapping about killing. He got 5 million views. Look at the cars he have, right? So children are seeing this. They watching it. So they like, shoot, the straight A student ain't, you know what I mean? The people with straight A's ain't getting 5 million views, 10 million. And I'm just giving you their thought process, how they look at it. So they're going to naturally imitate the rapper. They're going to naturally imitate and gravitate to what's being rewarded. You know what I'm saying? Because you're watching all through social media, through TV. You're watching this negative behavior get rewarded. You know what I'm saying? Of killing people and drilling people and shorty girl shaking her butt. They're watching this and they're like, look at the admiration they get. Look at the money they get. So what I was saying in the conversation was this. What we have to do is we have to create a reward system for people who are awesome at mathematics. We have to create a reward system for people who are awesome at being a scientist. We have to create reward systems for people who are good at reading. You know what I'm saying? We have to create reward systems for the child who can learn multiple languages. We have to create reward systems. So I was saying, like, yo, one of the things that I would propose is if a child gets straight A's, how about we give them some money? You know what I'm saying? Give them $100. Give them $300. Give them $500. Give them a gift card. You know what I mean? To go to their favorite restaurant. What happens is when you do this, when you start to reward the behavior, right? When you start to reward this behavior, now all the other children say, oh, if I get straight A's, I could earn $500. Or if I get straight A's, I can get a gift card to my favorite shoe store. They'll take me shopping to go get my favorite shoes. Or if I get straight A's, they gonna call me across the when you do assemblies and things like that at school, they gonna call me to walk across the stage, and I'm gonna get money, and people gonna clap for me. So you have to understand that's what the things that you're gonna have to do. You're gonna have to use reverse psychology if you want this thing to change, because we as humans, we operate off of reward. We operate off what's praise, what's light. That's what we operate off. And if you want these children to do better, then we got to show them better, and we got to reward them for doing better. We can't just continue to criticize them and talk bad about them, because you have to understand why they think the way they think. You have to understand why they do what they do, because constantly what's being pounded in their brain is being an athlete, especially where we come from in the black community. Be an athlete, be a rapper, be an actor, be an entertainer. Why? Because that's what's being rewarded. That's what's being pushed all over national TV. That's what's being pushed all over national media. This is the things that people get behind and watch. You got millions and millions of views of people watching football, watching basketball. And these children see that, and they want to be validated, and they want to be accepted, and they want to be a part of the cool. So let's start rewarding academics. Let's start rewarding our geniuses. These things that need to be implemented in all the schools. These things need to be implemented in the schools. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. This needs to be implemented. We need to have mentorship programs where we show children, hey, you actually can get money from doing this. You actually can earn money from being a plumber. You actually can. I'm talking about real, not just teaching them it, but taking them out in the field. See, the thing is, when we was kids, coming from where we come from, we looked up to the drug dealers because the drug dealers had money. We looked up to the drug dealers because the drug dealers spent time with us. The stick-up kids, you know what I'm saying, the robbers, they spent time with the youth. So naturally, the youth are going to imitate what they see and what's around them majority of the time. This person giving you $20, $30, you know what I'm saying? So you like, yo, that's what I'm going to imitate. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm, man, you know, I want to be like that. Look at that. He got the girls around him. He got all the dudes around him. People respect him when he come through. Nobody's looking at the truck driver like that. Nobody's looking at the mathematician like that. Nobody's looking at the geniuses like that. They people ain't looking at the nerds like that where we come from. So we have to change what we are worshiping. We have to change what we are praising. We have to change what we are rewarding. I'm not saying stop rewarding the football player for being great at football in high school, in middle school, in elementary. I'm not saying stop rewarding the basketball player or the baseball player who's great at what they do. I'm saying let's balance it out. Let's start putting the mathematicians on the pedestal. Let's start putting the ones that can read real good on the pedestal. Let's start praising that. Let's start praising the ones who wants to do entrepreneurship. Let's put that on the pedestal. You know what I'm saying? Let's glorify that. Let's praise that. And then the youth gonna say, yeah, this the path that I wanna go. You know what I'm saying? And this is just something that was on my mind, something that I was thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, we gotta be mindful of what we praising and worshiping. You know, because people would say, well, it starts at home. Well, I agree with that. It does start at home. But what happens is, if it's a single parent household, and mama is always at work, daddy ain't there, mama always working, that child sees what it sees at school, on the phones, on the tablets. That child see what that child sees. So we have to just change all of it. We have to change all of it, bro. All of it, sis. We have to change what we are rewarding. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to jump on here and talk to you about that. Peace, 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 peace be to you. Remember that you're awesome. Remember that you're powerful. Peace.